to Pitney and Amelia's Bitchin' Boutique.
We may be awful,
but we're right. So I know that you don't, you know, you're not online during the day when you're at work. And there was this story going around today that was a little viral. And I just want you to react as I read this very short story to you. Headline: Woman banned from Walmart after riding cart while drinking wine from Pringles can, police say.
Wow. Classy.
You know I thought of you right away. Wichita Falls, Texas, which I will say is just on the Texas side of the state line, on the Oklahoma side, right on the other side of the state line is the town where I was born. This is not a coincidence. This is a very weird part of the world. Okay. Police were called to a Texas Walmart after a woman was reportedly drinking wine from a Pringles can and riding an electric cart in the parking lot.
Okay.
Officers responded to a call around 9 a.m. about a suspicious person in the store's parking lot. Investigators found the woman at a nearby restaurant and told her she was banned from the Walmart.
Oh, my. Because was she like recklessly driving? Like, was the little carts like the fat people have to drive?
I'm assuming that's what it was. That she took one of those carts outside, I'm guessing.
Wow.
And the caller said the woman had been riding around in the store's parking lot since 6:30 a.m. drinking wine from the Pringles can.
Wow.
Just, that needs to be somebody's Halloween costume.
I want to drink wine from a Pringles can.
Isn't that amazing?
I'm surprised I haven't.
Well, back in the day, you drank wine out of a lot of things.
Yes, I did. That's
drunk,
fabulous.
Drinking wine from a Pringles can, driving a little Walmart scooter around.
The scooter drunk in the parking lot
at
for 3 hours.
In the morning.
That's really kind of fabulous.
And that, what was she doing? Was she doing donuts? What the hell was she doing?
Maybe she was screaming screaming and laughing and raising the Pringle can, maybe.
I want all information pertaining to
my
this case.
My vision is that she looks like the McRib woman.
I don't know what that means.
But that video that was so popular a couple years ago where the woman in the parking lot yelling because the McDonald's, she didn't get her extra McRib, and she goes, "Excuse me, bitch."
Excuse me, yes! Excuse me.
I just envision this woman looking like her.
Oh my god. This woman, she's amazing.
That is,
oh.
I love that.
I mean, I don't think I've ever heard anything. I don't know what would make this better. I don't know. Maybe a description of her outfit might
be have
better.
To reenact it in tacky drag and film it.
Oh my god, it's so great. Maybe when I get my mom's scooter back.
Oh, I know.
We could just go to a Walmart, put the scooter together real quick. You could wear the wig you were wearing on New Year's. Yes. For the people who haven't watched our New Year's Eve 2-hour live podcast.
It's fabulous.
Pitney wore wigs.
Yes, I did.
The first wig had curlers in it. It was fantastic. But, oh my god, yeah, she's, this is an American
hero
right here.
Oh, that makes me happy. I love it.
I love her.
Oh, fabulous. No, I love that.
Woo!
If that's gonna live in my fantasy world.
Oh my god. She's amazing. She's amazing. You know, okay, so let's say I have a picture on my phone that I want to show you. You know, it could be a picture of my dog. It could be a picture of whatever. And I go, oh, here, I want to show you this picture. And I pull that picture up and I hand you my phone. D- Do not assume that I am showing you every picture on my phone.
Yes, and a lot of people do that, or...
They automatically start...
For with no reason, they'll touch it, and then it'll go away, and they have to hand it back to make the picture come back, which, but they shouldn't have touched the screen anyway.
Now, if they want to zoom in or something, that's fine, but you need to know how the shit works. If you don't know how to do something, don't fuck up my phone. But really, though, you don't know what picture I have on either side. And it's not like I'm taking pictures of my business or anything. But you don't know what I have on my phone.
I have potentially embarrassing things on my phone. Not scandalous, but potentially like, embarrassing. Like
I could have taken a picture of a mole that I want to show my doctor. I don't know. But it's none of your business.
Speaking of, I almost threw... yesterday. Because you know I have not been feeling well.
So well, I yeah, said, you've been yes. sick, so you could have thrown up.
A lot any time. Of time watching TV, and so I ended up getting really, really sucked into the Law & Order marathon on ION yesterday.
Oh, yes.
And they have a new commercial for an eczema. Medicine.
I never see these.
And I gotta tell you, I almost threw up. It's just, it is absolutely indecent that they show that on TV.
I mean, are they like zooming in on someone scratching up on, and pussy and whatever? I mean, I don't even know.
On an eczema neck. And then they focused on an eczema ankle. I just wanted to vomit. I think it's absolutely disgraceful and indecent.
I got nothing. I don't even see these commercials. I don't know.
Well, you don't watch regular TV very much.
No, I really don't.
You know?
I mean, like, if I'm at my dad's, I get to see the same old commercials over and over again that are on the Hallmark Channel, but that's mostly, like, things about reverse mortgages and, like, diabetes and stuff.
Yeah, I'm surprised they don't have eczema.
I know.
You know?
I don't know. I guess I kind of block them out, too, but... I did see Joe Namath advertising something, but I can't remember what it was.
Oh, my God, I haven't...
Oh, he's, like, 1,000 years old. He looks halfway decent for 1,000.
Do you remember in the 70s he created that scandal because he was... He did the pantyhose commercial.
Yes.
Where he was in the pantyhose.
Did you like that when you were a kid?
I was intrigued by it, but I don't think... I don't even remember what my reaction was.
You probably... Well, I'm guessing... Well, no, because you're a little older than me. I feel like I was young enough that I wouldn't have really understood what was... Why that would have been a thing.
Why it was subversive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do remember... When I think of him, I either think of pantyhose or I think of him wearing a giant fur coat on the sideline of football
games. Yeah. Or do you remember...
And big honkin' sunglasses.
When Brooke Shields did the jeans commercials.
Oh, God, yes.
And she'd have, you know, she'd be on her back with her legs up in the air.
Oh, yes.
And she said, nothing comes between me and my Calvins.
Which I swear to God, it did not click in my head what the hell that meant until maybe 5 years ago.
Yeah, but even then, I thought it was indecent and disgusting that there would be acknowledgement on television of not wearing underwear.
But see, I didn't even realize that's what she meant. I didn't understand that commercial at all. Yeah. I'm not kidding, till like 5 years ago.
And I know it's weird, but... I thought it was really gross.
If it was a guy, would you have thought it was gross?
Probably. Like, I was always, like, really, really turned off, like, even though, you know, I was, like, out having one-night stands all the time. If I, like, encountered a guy that wasn't wearing underwear, I would be totally turned off because I just knew what a little whore he was.
Or would you assume that he, like... doesn't do laundry or
no,
something?
I would just assume it's because he's a whore and it's just easier to get to that way. Which is probably the truth most of the time.
Oh, God. I guess I don't really have a lot of memories of, you know, a sudden lack of underwear. I don't really, I don't know. Oh, but you know what else really aggravates me? And I know that we've had discussions like this before, but I know that everyone thinks their dog is nice. But just because your dog is nice doesn't mean my dog's going to like your dog.
Yeah.
I mean, Pitney's dog is a very friendly dog and has hardly ever met any creature he doesn't like. My dog fucking hates him. Because and he's not
to,
me.
And to my dog's credit, he did learn to just... They just completely ignore each other now.
He keeps his distance. But I mean, when we live, of course, you know, now that we've got like a house and a yard and stuff, and my dog is very tiny, so he doesn't really need a lot of walks because running around the house is a lot of exercise for him. But back when we lived in a very tiny little house and I had to take him on long walks through the neighborhood a lot, it was very common to come across someone else's dog, not on a leash, of course, even though they were in the park, even though they were out on the street, whatever it was, you put your dog on a goddamn leash if you're going to take your dog out, because that dog is going to run up to my dog, and I don't know your fucking dog.
Yeah.
And where the hell are you? You're like 200 feet that way. And I learned, because my dog, you know, he's so little that he has to wear like a harness instead of like a collar. And I learned very quickly that I could just sort of yank my dog right up into the air and he'd just fly into my arms. Because some giant ass dog would appear out of nowhere and be making a beeline right for him. And I don't have time. By the time your dog has been mean to my dog, he's already in your dog's mouth.
Yeah, that's true.
And then those people have the nerve to get offended. Like, but my dog is so nice. I'm like, fuck off. Put your dog on a goddamn leash. If your dog was so nice, why is he charging at my dog? And you don't speak dog. You don't know what your dog just said to my dog.
Yeah, exactly.
My dog could be the one dog in the world that your dog fucking hates and wants to kill. I don't have time to wait around to see if that's going to happen. Oh my God, just assume other people's dogs don't want to have anything to do with your dog.
I know, and another thing that I hate more than anything... There's a lot of things that I hate equally, so let's just say something else that I really hate.
They're all more than anything.
I despise dancing in commercials. I hate the Wayfair commercials.
I was just going to start singing the Wayfair song.
I hate the Wayfair commercials. Like, I swear, if I had a gun, I'd shoot the TV. That is how much I hate the Wayfair commercials. And, like, every new one has had a new nuance of dance that has pissed me off more.
You just don't like people getting that excited about anything.
And, oh no, my God, there was, oh, this commercial.
Like, you got a fucking box in the mail. Calm down.
There was this commercial. I'm trying to remember what it was for because you remember, you know, Marie. And Marie felt the same way about this Cradle of Filth that was a commercial.
Okay.
And all I remember what it was for, there was one scene where there was a construction worker dancing. And he was like holding on to his hat and like, and
what?
It was so stupid and it just, I would be upset for 10 minutes after seeing that.
Yeah, there is some, I mean, you know, show people enjoying your product, but they're not that happy. I don't care if your product is called Instant Orgasm. No one is that excited about it.
Oh, and I hate like that trope that's so popular in commercials where the husband will be dancing and then the wife will be peeking and pretending, then he'll be, and pretend to be surprised. I hate that.
Oh my God, I have no idea what you're talking about.
You know, they'll be like, you know, the husband will catch the wife dancing, or the wife will catch the husband dancing, and then they'll be embarrassed, and it seems to be so universal, and it just makes me want to slap people. You know?
Because, you know, when my husband catches me dancing in the kitchen, He just says, oh, honey.
I know, and I'm neither...
he certainly doesn't join in, that's for sure.
You know, neither embarrassed nor care if somebody catches me dancing, if I'm dancing in my kitchen or something to her. You know what I mean? But
exactly.
There's so many of those commercials where it's supposed to be like a cutesy married moment.
Well, where one spouse will catch another,
and then they'll be like, oh, and oh, she's so embarrassed, and oh, please.
Especially if you're married. Like that guy... I mean, you fart in your sleep, too. I mean, you know, that guy knows you better than that, so to speak. He's seen things. He's smelled things.
You know, yes.
You know.
But dancing in commercials, and I wish I could remember what commercial that was with that construction worker dancing.
I can't imagine.
I'll have to ask her.
Of course, the thing is, it could literally be a commercial for anything because dancing in commercials is not product specific.
I know, but oh, I hate it. I hate it.
Oh, God.
I'm just a misanthropic bastard.
we just sort of hate things in general. We hate joy.
But my favorite thing, though, I just have to... There was a commercial. I don't know why. But when I lived with... At the duplex.
Uh-huh.
Remember the roommate that I had there that had... You know, the one they had for a really, really, really long time. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, I'd always yell at the commercials and he would get so upset with me.
Oh, yeah.
But this one, I don't remember. It was like... Church's Fried Chicken.
Okay.
It was Shake and Bake. It was Kentucky Fried Chicken. I don't know what it was.
Some sort of fried chicken based thing.
And all the commercial was a person talking.
I'll wait.
With like a spoon of spices. And you could just see the hand with the spoon like shaking it, sprinkling the spices. And the commercial would make me so mad. It would make me like apoplectic.
What exactly is wrong with a spoon of spices? You love spices.
And I don't know that there is something about the way the spoon moved or something that would just...
Oh. Oh, God. I don't know.
And I know it's ridiculous, but oh my God, that used to irk me so much.
Oh my God. I can't think of anything in a... Oh, wait, though. Okay, now this isn't something that made me mad. It just made me kind of react very strongly. In a commercial recently, I'm going to guess that the commercial was for some kind of movie, because why else would Glenn Close be on television? But when did Glenn Close... turn into Robin Williams? When did her face become Robin Williams's face? I'm not kidding.
Ooh, I'm gonna have to pay attention.
It's some commercial for some movie that really she probably has no business being in anyway, but I guess she needs the work. I don't know. I don't really pay that much attention to her anymore. But she's like kind of scowly and looking very serious, and I swear to God, Robin Williams.
Wow.
And those two people do not look alike. I mean, this is not like when, oh God, who did the Bram Stoker's Dracula? Gary Oldman, when he was in Bram Stoker's Dracula, and they would show like the trailer or the commercial for that, and I swear to God, I thought it was Glenn Close.
I know.
And I even worked in a shop where we sold the mask of that thing, and I was just like, anyone want to dress up as Glenn Close for Halloween? I don't understand it. Like, it's not like, I mean, it's not like she's so average looking that everyone looks like her or that she looks like other people, but I swear to God, I am not kidding about the Robin Williams thing. Very strange.
That is weird. Ooh, I'm going to have to pay attention to movie previews now.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
That's funny.
Really freaked me out. But see, I don't notice other things, but things like that really bother me. Like what? Like I cannot stop thinking about it.
the year of the vagina.
Why can't we say words like vagina? Why do we feel compelled to use nicknames like Lady Business and Hoo-Ha or Vajayjay? That one makes me want to punch someone, by the way. Did you know that in 2010, Kotex wanted to use the word vagina in an ad for pads and tampons, and the three main American networks said they wouldn't air that ad? So Kotex changed it to down there, and two of those networks still wouldn't air the ad. 2010, people! What are they so afraid of? I mean, apart from women finally relaxing and feeling comfortable with themselves and their bodies and not giving a shit what men think. And hell, if we start using the right word, we might know the right word for the part we're actually referencing. Such as saying vagina when we're talking about the actual vagina and not the general area down there. And I know, I used it to mean everything, but mostly I used it to upset people. And look, I get that sometimes I use euphemisms for vagina and vulva and whatnot, but it's not because I'm not comfortable saying those words, it's because I don't want to be repetitive. In a 2-minute segment, I could say vulva like 20 times for crying out loud. I'm trying to keep you from getting bored. You're welcome. But you know what's worse, ladies? The nicknames dudes use for our parts. Beaver. Gash. Piss curtains. Guys are so gross. But we can't expect them to use proper words when we won't do it. So your assignment this week is to use anatomical language about your genitalia in public at least once. In context, of course. Don't just walk up to a counter attendant and say, "Good morning, I'd like 2 pounds of vagina, please." If it makes you more comfortable, you can warn your friends before you do it so they won't faint. Let's practice now. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, say vagina with me, out loud. 1, 2, 3. Vagina!
You know, I can be a little bitchy sometimes.
No.
And... you know, and they'll be like, I'll like consciously think of like doing, somebody will talk about a movie or a TV show or whatever, and in my mind I'll be like, never saw it, never will.
Oh God, yeah, I gotcha, I'm there too.
You know, but there's several things that in my life, I've had groups of friends that things have been popular with.
Oh, yeah.
Or just in, you know, mainstream life in general.
Oh, God.
Certain things will be popular with, and I just absolutely will not see them.
Yeah.
And it's usually for reasons that are not logical to other people, but who cares?
That's all that matters is that you don't want to see it.
You know.
Well, yes. Like, what would be an example of one of those things?
Well, one, and I don't even know if anybody even remembers this movie, but back in... I guess the late 80s, the Buckaroo Banzai movie was real popular.
Oh, God, it was so the shit.
I had, like, everybody at the Doctor Who fan club that we belonged to.
Yes.
Into that movie.
Every con was filled
every
with
con,
it.
And it was just...
Not screen printed, but, like, when you get individual letters put on a t-shirt.
Yes.
People who made their own t-shirts... They were very frequently, like, quotes from Buckaroo Banzai.
Yes.
Baby and blue t-shirts.
Yes, or the black with the blue letters.
Oh, yeah.
And there was, like, what was really popular, at least with the Bay Area fans, apparently somebody in the movie says, "Laugh while you can, monkey boy.
Yes.
It was on buttons. Oh. It was on t-shirts.
It was on patches.
People would constantly quote it with stupid accents.
Yeah. Yeah.
And because of all of that, that is one of those I refused to see it back then, and I absolutely never will.
One time, I can't honestly... That's not a movie that I can say that I've seen, only because one time it was coming on, and... I was in a particularly like, oh, Jeff Goldblum is in this. I should sit and watch this just because young Jeff Goldblum is in it. God damn it, that movie couldn't hold my attention for more than a minute
really?
And a half. Oh, and I just ended up fucking around on my phone for an hour and a half while it was on.
And isn't there, like, music in it?
I barely remember.
Because isn't he, like, some intergalactic rock singer or something?
Oh, Buckaroo Banzai. I never really understood what the fuck it was.
Yeah, and I don't even know, but even then I was like, okay, this is in the 80s, and there's made-for-movie music written in it. It's gonna suck.
Oh, God.
And so there's so many reasons why I never saw that movie. But loosely, this is not a major, but a minor never saw it, never will. It's just real brief because of the same group of people were really into young Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, I had a big crush on that kid. So yeah. I watched, it was on HBO a lot, so I watched it a lot.
And the reason why I would never see that movie is because in the preview, where the kid yells, "The game is afoot," I thought his accent and intonation sounded stupid, and so I hated the movie and would never see it because I didn't like the way he said, "The game is afoot."
I don't even remember what his voice sounded like. All I remember is I thought he was dreamy, and that was reason enough for me to watch it.
Well, that was, I think, why all those, you know, teenage fangirls liked that movie so much.
Oh, but he was so dreamy.
But I did not approve of the way he said that line, and so I refused to ever see it.
You know, okay, I've got a lot of things like you were talking about things that were, like, super, super popular. I mean, there are things that are, like, some of, like, the biggest movies of all time kind of shit. Avatar. Never saw it. Never will. I have no fucking interest. And apparently they're making another one. It's like, what, it's only been, like, what, 15 years since he made the first one?
I saw 30 minutes of it and was so disinterested, I stopped.
I mean, James Cameron, he has a certain skill level. He started out in, like, the Roger Corman world. I can appreciate that. You know, some of the early stuff was really cool. I really liked certain things. But God damn it, he is such an annoying pig of a human. And a lot of his... I swear to God, now, I am not making this up. When I first heard about Avatar, and he had said something about, like, it was an idea he'd had since he was, like, 12 or something. Like, oh, and I'm like,
well, the story is the most unoriginal story.
Well, that's probably because he had it when he was 12. But as soon, I mean, I wasn't likely to see it. But then when I heard that some magic mineral or something these people are looking for was called unobtainium.
See, I don't even remember that.
It's like, that's okay, I can get a 12-year-old coming up with unobtainium, but if you're an adult and you're, like, one of the biggest filmmakers in the world and you're making a gazillion-dollar blockbuster film, could you come up with a better name than that? Because that's just stupid. That is literally George Lucas calling that planet Kamino.
Oh, and you know how I feel about that.
I mean... Fuck, I will never, ever, ever, I have not even seen 5 minutes of Avatar. I don't care that someone else loves it. I don't care. I don't care. I will never see that
movie. Woo, I'm right there.
Wait, let's do that again. Oh, okay. We're not used to high-fiving. That first one was very awkward.
The Bitchin' Boutique.
Yes.
I think we need to give them a thing, Spike. We can give them a drop that they could plan out their
yes,
show.
Yes, I think we've got to find some time and get time to do that.
I think we should do it right now. I think we should do it right now. Look, I'll show you how easy it is, Spike. Watch this. I'm just going to do it live.
Okay, do it live.
Like that bloke screams. I'm just going to do it live. Watch this. Hi, this is Dr. Dan from the Two Skeptical... I can't do it now. Look, I can't speak. Too much pressure. I'll try again. Take 52. Hi, this is Dr. Dan from the Two Skeptical Chaps podcast, and you are listening to the most bitchin' boutique. See? That was easy, wasn't it?
Okay.
They could send us one, we could play it in as.
Yeah.
Right, you do it.
Yeah.
Right, off
what
you
do
go.
You want me to say?
whatever comes to mind.
Hi, this is Spike from the Two Skeptical Chaps podcast, who ain't no bitch, but you're listening to The Bitchin' Boutique.
Oh, that was good. I hope they use that. Let's see if they cut it and put it in their next show.
Diplomatic immunity.
Do you have some others?
And another one, and this is for no, I have no fun, fabulous, or bitchy reason.
It's just never going to happen.
But it's just because it's so popular, and I so completely don't give a fuck at this point.
Right.
But I've never seen The Princess Bride.
Okay.
And because it's so popular and everybody loves it so much and I've lived this long, it's almost like a matter of principle that I just don't want to see it.
Okay. You know? Well, you know, I've lived this long and I haven't seen Goodfellas, and one of these days you're going to force me to watch that. I haven't seen Goodfellas. I haven't seen The Godfather or 2 or 3.
So
I haven't seen Casino.
God, Casino.
You fucking love Casino. I know you do.
I love Casino so much that the first time, it's like a 3-hour long movie.
Oh God, is it? Ugh.
And, or 2.5 at least.
Yeah.
I love that movie so much. The first time I saw it, I was so sad when it ended because I didn't want it to be over. I immediately started it again.
I did that once with Showgirls, but that's different. Oh, yeah. Someday I'll get over the fact that you haven't seen The Princess Bride. I'm going to try not to take it personally.
You know, but my last never saw it, never will that I can think of. I'm sure there's a ton of them.
Oh, yeah.
You know this one. What is that famous Christmas movie? The most famous Christmas movie in the world that they show with James Stewart in it.
Oh! You mean the Christmas movie about suicide?
Yeah, is that...
It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life. I have never seen that movie, and I never will, because I cannot tolerate the sound of that man's voice.
It's an okay movie, but I have a particular problem with It's a Wonderful Life, and that is... On what planet is it a Christmas movie? Just because it's set on Christmas? All you people who say that Gremlins isn't a Christmas movie, all you people who say Die Hard isn't a Christmas movie, if those are not Christmas movies, then It's a Wonderful Life is also not a Christmas movie.
See, and that's how little I know about it.
It's just
other than it's a Christmas movie, and I cannot stand that actor's voice. Is it Jimmy Stewart. Or James Stewart? Jimmy.
It's both.
Yeah.
I mean, it depends on what phase of his career he was in.
God, did he talk stupid.
He was really hot when he was young, though. He was really hot. He was just, you know. Well, you know my type. But I will say one other thing, although this is sort of a large group of things. And because it's a large group of things, the more of these things exist, the less likely I will see any of them. And that is... I know you people love Game of Thrones. And Breaking Bad. And The Wire. And, God, I don't know, Mad Men! Fucking Mad Men! Every fucking series that is supposedly so great. Veep! I don't know a single person who's ever watched Veep, but it wins all the awards. Anyway, I'm sure those are great. I'm sure they're very entertaining. I will not watch them. Done. No. I'll go back to Breaking Bad. I was very interested in the idea of Breaking Bad. I was like, I love Bryan Cranston. That sounds like an interesting idea for a show. I watched an episode. I got halfway through the next one. And I'm like, I am not interested in this show. This is not holding my attention at all. So I stopped. By the time the second season came around and everyone was insane over Breaking Bad, people have yelled at me. Yelled at me. When I said, I watched a little. I didn't like it. And then they're like, no, you have to. You have to watch. I was like, I'm pretty sure I don't have to. And then it's, you know, they're like, well, you know, you just got to give it a chance. You got to. And I say, well, when does it start getting so good that I'm guaranteed to like it? oh, like second season. I said, can I skip the first season then? Well, no, you have to watch it. I'm like, well, then fuck off. I'm not sitting through an entire season of a TV show that I don't have any interest in. I already gave it a shot. Done.
See, I not feel watching the same it. Way about all of those shows.
Yeah.
I think I watched 3 episodes of Game of Thrones with somebody.
Yeah.
The first 3 episodes, maybe. Maybe it was the first 2.
Yeah.
And it was fine, but I didn't care enough to watch more of it.
I saw one scene of Game of Thrones only because after it aired, everyone was talking about how somebody got his eye gouged out and it was really gross. So I Googled it and I watched that one scene.
And you wanted to see
that? I wanted to see some character who I don't know get his eye gouged out. And I was like, oh, that looks pretty gross. That looks pretty nasty.
Yeah, Breaking Bad, I never saw it. I don't care.
Yeah, I really, really, really don't care. Now, oh, Lost? Never watched Lost.
I tried to watch Lost.
Nope.
We had friends that were really into it.
Everyone I worked with. Every day after that show was on, that's all I heard about
it. I didn't hate it, but it didn't interest me. I just didn't care.
Not gonna watch it.
Oh, but you know what show that's totally never saw it, never will? There's 2 of them for me. And I don't know why, but I just have such an... It's an indifference, but with a little bit of animosity.
Okay.
Both Charmed and Buffy. I have never seen either of those shows, and I would rather die before I watched either of those shows.
Okay, I will say this. My husband will claim that he's not a big fan of Charmed. But there was a period where every afternoon when I came home from work, he was watching Charmed. Like, every afternoon. Like, once it was in reruns and so it was on all the time, it was on the TV all the time. But no, he doesn't watch Charmed. He's not into Charmed.
And I know there's some channel that WGN, TNT, I don't know, of those channels. And God, they show Charmed all day, every day, because I flip through it at work on the days when I'm at work, but I never put it on. Well, it's not like my old ladies would want to watch that anyway.
No. Oh, exactly.
But so, you know, it is on all day, every day.
Right. See, and Buffy is something, I have the feeling if Buffy had been on during years when Xena was not on, if it had been if it started like right around the time that Xena ended, I might have gotten into it because I would have had a hole in my schedule, but I did not. I did not feel like I could watch both Buffy and Xena at the same time. And then once it's over, it's like, I mean, I've caught little bits. But, you know, like, Buffy did a musical episode once, and I'm like, so what? Xena did 2 musical episodes.
First, probably.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I don't care. But, you know, I can appreciate that people like Buffy, but I don't feel compelled.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just revisit it.
So utterly indifferent. And then, you know, if I ever did, like, randomly put it on, I wouldn't know what the fuck was going on or who was who.
Right. And I know some character names just because I just happened to know
them. And I was talking to, you know, a friend who's... Let's just say a friend whose Nelly Little Son was really into it. You know what I'm talking about, right? She's like, it was really good. You just have to go back and watch it from the beginning. I was like... I don't want to go back and watch a 15-year-old show back from the beginning.
Right. How much time do you think I have? That's really what it comes down to, especially with TV shows.
Yeah, and I'm just like, you know.
I mean, there was a time in my life where I recorded and watched every single week so many hours of television. And over the years, as those shows have gone away, and some of them, like, I used to be really into Law & Order SVU, and then I decided, I've had enough rape. I've had enough really frightening sexual assault murder crap on my TV. I don't need to watch any more of this. So I just kind of cut that one out. And then the rest of all my shows started, like, just ending. And I just sort of realized I had no reason to replace them, because I was enjoying having a little time. To not be like, oh, shit, I've got 4 hours of TV I need to watch tonight.
Oh, I know.
It's like, no, or like, it's the weekend, and I could go out and do stuff, but it's like, no, I gotta get caught up on Letterman. It's like, what? I had so many things that I was recording all the time, and you had, back when DVRs were smaller, you had to watch your
shit because
you couldn't let it build up.
Yeah, you had to catch up.
And so it was like, when I started, it was so freeing to not watch television. And now, I mean, just the few things that we do watch, it's like, I still have a hard time keeping up because I have shit to do now.
I don't watch anything.
Hi, everybody. This is I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello.
Okay, four things people need to know right off the top, Lisa.
Tell them.
20 years, besties.
Woohoo!
Two. We're almost 50.
No, Samantha, stop that. Just stop that. You're almost 50.
Whatever. Ugh. Three, we podcast from my car.
We're sitting inside your car right now.
Four, we're from Canada.
We're from the heart of the prairies. We are from Saskatchewan.
And if you're unsure if that's a real place, just Google it.
Yeah, but we also bring you a new episode every single Friday.
We do.
It's about an hour long, but you know what? Time goes by quick. Because we're just two crazy women bantering, talking about lighthearted topics.
Talking over each other all the time.
We argue, we disagree, but we always go back to laughing.
We do.
We just want to be the least stressful part of your week.
Exactly. So you can listen to us on Podbean, iTunes, and any other podcast app that you have.
We're all over social media. We're on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Watch anything other than Netflix, and
oh,
I'll binge on stuff. Like I got really into Narcos.
Oh yeah,
but it's all right there. So you watch it in two nights of binging, and it's over. It's not like
right. Well, and they're also like a lot of those,
you know, the Hill House, the Haunting of Hill House,
which I still haven't watched.
Was really into that. Yeah. Two nights of binge. You know, it's not like
right.
It's a life commitment to see, like...
Right. Well, and you had a schedule where you have more... Because you work incredibly long days when you work, so you have more full days to do things. And I just do not have that.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, back in the day, like, back when, you know, we didn't have HBO, but Dexter was on, we would wait till a season of Dexter would end, it would come out, we would get it, we would binge it, we would just choose a weekend, and we would literally plan our weekend around it. Like, we're going to get up, we're going to start it by 9 a.m., and we're going to watch as much as we can on Saturday, and then, I mean, you know, we literally had to plan that. We had to plan meals around it. We had to, you know, we couldn't waste any time. We had to watch the entire season in the weekend, which is great until you get to the last season of Dexter, and then you're like, well, I gotta keep watching because it's almost over, and then it ends, and you're like, what the fuck did I just do? The hell was that? And it's like, I'm trying really hard not to pretend that the whole series sucked, because it didn't. It was fucking great. And then it's like, but what was that ending? Why couldn't I have done like I did for Star Trek Next Generation and never watched the last episode so that in my head it's still on somewhere? But, oh, God, yeah, I can't, I don't want to watch your show. Whatever your show is that you think is great, I'm sure it's great. I'm sure it's great.
Yeah, and people always tell me, oh, do I, and I ain't gonna either. I'm the same way as you are. You know?
Well, like, for example, you have a love for John Barenthal that goes beyond.
Yes, I do.
And you could watch about a season and a half of Walking Dead. Uh-huh. Actually, the first season of Walking Dead is so short, it's really the equivalent of about a season.
Uh-huh.
And then his character is dead, and it doesn't matter anymore. Or you could just watch the scene where he's shaving his head looking in the bathroom mirror, just standing at the sink and shaving his head with no shirt on. You could just watch that.
I would like that, yes.
You would enjoy that. But, you know, but that doesn't... That's not the same thing. You could just pick out... I mean, God, there's probably a YouTube compilation... all of Shane's scenes from Walking Dead, and you could just knock that out in an hour. But, you know, but no one would expect you to watch 9 seasons of a TV show.
Yeah.
Because that's bullshit. Even though seasons are so much shorter than they used to be. That's another thing. Seasons used to be 21 shows.
Mm-hmm.
And they were an hour long. What is this? Give me 8 episodes and then 3 months off and then 8 more episodes and then you're done. What is that horse shit? Although it does make it faster to binge.
That's true. It makes it easier to catch up. God, you know, this was a couple years ago now. I think we talked about it a long time ago on the podcast. But speaking of binging, I decided that I wanted to watch all of Deep Space Nine again.
Oh!
And it was all on Netflix.
Right.
And I did. And do you know how long? And that was, what, 7 seasons?
That sounds about right.
Gina, oh my God, it took me so long to watch all 7 seasons.
Oh my God, yeah. If it's like 20, if assuming 40 minutes an episode.
Yeah, and it was either 21 or 25 episodes a season. And I watched them all, and it took months and months and months. But God, I enjoyed every second of it.
Oh my God.
Although I can't go back and do it again anytime soon.
Oh yeah. Yeah, oh
but
God.
But I really did enjoy it.
But see, imagine if you'd gotten most of the way through it and then you started not enjoying it. And then it's like, do I keep going? Do I hope it gets better? Do I've made this commitment. Do I have to finish? Do I spend 50 more hours watching this show that I'm not sure I like anymore? I mean, that's hard.
Because I remember obtaining all, however, been 1,000 episodes or whatever the fuck of the old Dark Shadows.
Oh, the original Dark Shadows.
The original Dark Shadows. And I watched so many episodes of that show, and I was not even a third of the way through.
Right.
And after so many episodes of, like, where nothing happens.
Because,
like,
it's a soap opera!
You know?
Nothing happens on soap operas.
I was just like, I know this is classic. I know I have friends that love it. Fuck this shit. I don't give a crap.
If it can be condensed down into, like, one episode that sums up a year, then
I liked the remake, because the remake was fast-paced.
Oh, with Ben Cross?
Yeah, the remake was in color. It was fast-paced.
And it wasn't a soap opera.
The acting was good, and the story was the same. It was just all condensed into a normal pace, and I really liked that a lot.
See, because that's the thing about soaps. I think part of the thing is the idea is you're supposed to be doing your housework while it's on, so you're not really supposed to be paying attention. So, I think it's like, I used to, like, watch soaps only in the summer, when I was off school, and I could, like, early September would have been the last episode of Young and the Restless I saw, and then in, like, June I come back and I turn it back on, same story, nothing's happened.
Oh, God, see, that's why I was just like, I don't care, I'm just done. So, yeah, I had no problem, even though it took me, so I torrented it, okay, shoot me.
Oh, well.
I don't even remember it, it's at least 1,000 episodes.
Oh, it's gotta be.
And it took days and days to torrent that file.
I bet! Oh my
days. And it was like all that work and all that effort.
Thank God it was low definition and everything.
I know, and then I was just like, oh, well, this is boring.
Yeah.
So, you know, Von Lichtenstein, several years ago, got the Dark Shadows, the remake with Ben Cross in it.
Right.
For Christmas one year. Because she claims to be a fan of the original, even though she's probably only seen 20 episodes out of 1,000.
Oh, well, yeah.
She refuses to watch the remake.
That was probably a fairly pricey present, too. Oh, my God.
And I'm sorry, and I know that we have our irrational never sought, never will. But Von Lichtenstein watches what I say she watches. And likes it.
If she knows what's good for her.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoy our show, please take a moment to rate us and review us on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher.
If you send us a screenshot of your review, we'll send you a Bitchin' Boutique sticker.
Everyone loves stickers! Please subscribe or add us to your favorites wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribers get new episodes first and are also more attractive.
Drop us a line anytime at pitneyandamelia@gmail.com.
We'd love to hear from you! Thank you.
2019 is the year of the vagina here on the Bitchin' Boutique. Every episode in 2019 will contain a brief segment about the lady business. At first, they'll all be me, Amelia, because Pitney has no horse in the vagina race. But we hope that soon we'll feature segments by you. If you're a person in possession of a vagina and there's something you'd like the world to know about it, email us or slide into our DMs. We'd love to have you record a segment or even be a guest on the show to talk about lady junk. Why? Because people are friggin' squeamish about it. Guys happily talk about their junk all the time and even think we want to see it. But women are so uncomfortable, we can't even be honest with our doctors about what's going on in the old lady garden. This year, I want all of us to become super casual, throwing around terms like vulva, labia, perineum, and skeins glands. You'll find out. I want us to talk about our bit so much people beg us to shut up. Why? So we'll inspire other women to chill out and get friendly with their nether regions. Get ready to be educated about the mysterious hoo-ha in the year of the vagina.